Welcome, friends and music lovers, to another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. This week, I had the pleasure of seeing the great guitarist Mike Stern. He played at San Diego State University with their student big band. It was a show that exuded fun and joy, and we're going to play a couple tracks from Mike Stern to begin today's show, beginning with Tumble Home from the album Who Let the Cats Out.
Thank you. Thank you.
The great Mike Stern. What a fine guitarist he is. I hadn't seen him in many, many years, since back on the East Coast at the now defunct 55 Bar. And we heard two tracks that I think exemplify Mike Stern's playing. He can rock out as much as anybody on the rock scene, as well as jazz, and he can play a ballad that can simply melt your heart, as in the last tune you heard, Wing and a Prayer, from the album Between the Lines back in 1996. And before that, we started out the show with Tumble Home from the album Who Let the Cats Out, 2006 release. We're going to continue on with some music that kind of popped up on a random playlist in my Apple Music account. It's three great pianists that we're going to hear in this set: Rini Rosnes, Cyrus Chestnut, and George Cables. We're going to begin with Rini Rosnes from the album Life on Earth, a wonderful album, one that spans many different cultural influences in her music. We're going to begin with the track called Empress Afternoon. Thank you. Three great modern jazz piano players represented here. The last one you heard, George Cables from the George Cables Songbook, 2016 released. We heard AKA Reggie. Before that, we heard from Cyrus Chestnut from the album Kaleidoscope, a classical composition by Eric Satie. That was Gymnopédie No. 1, as performed by the Cyrus Chestnut Trio. I recall that song from Blood, Sweat, and Tears from their original album. It was entitled Variations on a Theme by Eric Satie. And we started out that set with Rini Rosnes, great piano player, from the album Life on Earth, a 2002 release. We heard Empress Afternoon. We're going to move on now with a brand new release from a fine piano player. He's been doing Monday night jam sessions from his apartment in Harlem and streaming it over YouTube. I'm speaking of Emmett Cohn. His brand new album is called Uptown in Orbit. We're going to hear the title track from that album. Thank you. Wasn't that a great tune of Latin jazz music from Santana from the album Welcome, Samba de Sausalito? I listened to that entire album the other night, brought me back to my college days and those great albums by Santana when he was being highly influenced by jazz music. And that brings us near the close of this week's In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. This is a weekly podcast at jazzandbeyond.com, as well as a radio show broadcast in the Hartford area on WWUH. And speaking of my college days, another album that I listened to frequently back in those days was Billy Cobham from the album Crosswinds. And I'll dedicate this to my wife, Claire. She's been putting up with me for 40 plus years. So we're going to end the show with Heather, a gorgeous ballad by Billy Cobham. Thank you for listening, folks.